This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. In the studio with me, I have the honor of hosting two special guests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
How do you do?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. I'm one of those weird people. I don't know whether it's because I'm introverted or because I have social anxiety, which I think I'm introverted because I have social anxiety, but
social anxiety because you're introvert.
Yeah, it's not the other way around.
Social anxiety comes from the fact that your personality is more of an introverted personality.
Oh, but the anxiety started first. Either way, I do not appreciate unsolicited advice at all. Even if what someone is saying is totally legit and unless I'm at a really rock bottom place in my life, I take it as a sign from the universe. Allah wants to send me a message and he sends it through the mouth of that so-and-so servant. But when I'm minding my own business and someone doesn't know anything about my life, my background, my situation, and they give me an advice, I don't react to it impolitely, but I don't appreciate it. And 8 out of 10 times, I don't practice it either. It just goes through one ear and comes out the other.
Most Can I be a bit mean and say that might be your irrational self talking there?
For reals?
Yeah, I think we should take advice. We should be open to take advice. Even if it seems out of place, they shouldn't have been giving us advice in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they have, let's make the most of it.
Really? Because if they didn't and they have, I'm
I've had this thing where, for example, I have my kid, and it happens a lot over here, where you have your kid and you know how your kid works. It's your kid, right? You live with him or her and you deal with them in different ways. The way you hold them, you know what they like, right? Every kid is different. And then you have this older person, either a mother or
an
auntie or uncle, and they're like, oh, don't do this. Oh, she'll be cold. Oh, this and that. And at that point, you're like,
Back off.
Just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. I'm the father, right? But that's the ego speaking. That's the irrationality speaking. What's happened many times is I'm like, again, you know? And then I walk further, I'm like, you know what? She's not so wrong, right? And I go and I end up covering the leg. I'm like, oh yeah, she is cool, you know? You end up realizing that sometimes a person gives advice where they shouldn't have necessarily, from their perspective, they shouldn't have. But now that this is coming my way, then why not use it? Why let my ego push away something that could be actually useful for me? So we should give it that few moments of thought that, you know what, I'm not in the mood to take advice, but let me put my ego aside and see maybe this is correct. And you might find that 60-70% of the time is quite useful advice.
But that also leads me to double guessing myself though. Sayyid, how do you handle advice?
If I can apply it and it's good, I take it. If I think it's not in my best interest, I say thank you for the advice, I'll look into it.
See, that's a bit more rational.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I don't say into the person's face, who do you think you are giving me advice? I didn't ask for it. You don't know me. But I'm like, oh, thank you so much. But in my head, I'm like, back off now, right? And it's hard. It's hard to take advice from people who don't, especially if it's a specific situation and you did not ask for their consultant.
Let me cut you off. Let's just spin this around. I think instead of talking about taking advice, but talk about giving advice. Because sometimes, like you said, in any case, if I don't know who you are, what kind of person you are, or your personality, your mentality, for me to come and give you advice, it could be
arrogant of you.
It could be judgmental.
It
could be wrong for me because I don't understand your circumstances.
I don't think it's so bad. It shouldn't be. I'm not encouraging that. But I'm not saying I'm saying we shouldn't make it look like it's so...
No,
arrogant,
we're not.
Right?
We're not
it's
making
not so
it look bad, but we're saying if you want to give advice, keep
mind
in mind
the
other person's circumstances.
Yeah.
For example, if we three know each other very well, then you can advise me, I can advise you, and we're cool with advice because we know how we operate.
Mm.
But if we told a stranger just comes in, or someone that you know, but he's not into, you know, his own personal, and then comes to advice, obviously your ego comes in the middle, like, back off.
You're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back to Back to Reality after a short break, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
As a person who has spent their lives, a huge chunk of their lives, devoted to the Islamic cause, either learning it, teaching it, if you saw yourself in the position of giving advice to another human being, what advice would you give them?
What advice I would give them? Just like you said, it really depends on who they are, their circumstances, what they're looking for. Right. There's an adab of giving advice, right?
So all right, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so like the brother mentioned and you mentioned as well, we shouldn't just go around throwing advice at different people, things that we feel are right, right?
And yes, it might be right, of course.
Again, I don't like to put these kind of words to it because I don't think people do it in a condescending way. I think people a lot of time do it with a lot of care. They just don't know how to give advice. I think that's the problem. People don't know how to give advice. People don't know how to do, how to best help other people.
I think this is such good advice that you're giving.
Sorry?
I think this right here is such good advice that you're giving to fellow Muslims, because we do this often as Muslims, right?
Okay.
We turn into haram police.
Yeah.
And in the name of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, enjoying the good and forbidding the bad, we think we're allowed to stick our nose into other people's business, right? It's one of the obligatory acts in our religion.
Yeah.
I'm totally for it because it brings a sense of community. It shows that, hey, I care about you. But there are so many conditions about it. There's so many conditions to this wajib.
Yeah.
Let's advise people about that.
Yeah, it's true. There's a time and place to do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Even when it is the right place to do it, there's an adab to do it, right? There's a method of doing it. And I think a lot of us don't know these things. We know the actual duty. So it's like, you know, you need to pray Salah, but you don't know how to.
You don't know
the conditions of Salah, right? You don't know you shouldn't be najis, for example. Or you don't know how that you need to do ruku.
And if you just pray however the heck you want, your salat is invalid.
Yeah, it's invalid. Now, we don't see the effect of that. But when it comes to society, we end up seeing the effect. And a lot of times, if we go about this the wrong way, we could have very negative impacts on people and on the society at large. So we should be, this is if one advice to all of us as a general advice, is that we should be careful of how we advise people and we should know how to advise
for
people.
For sure.
We should learn that. One of the basic things that we need to know is that people are in different situations. They're going through different, ups and downs in their lives, right? There might be somebody in a really low, and at the moment, it's not the time to tell them pray on time, right? They're going to get angry at God, right? This is not the right time. Know that this person, if you don't know the person is in a low in their life right now, don't go advise them, right? Or if you advise them, do it in a polite way, in a way that in case they're not in a good mood, it might not hurt them, right?
Right.
And that's why sometimes I like to tell the brothers and sisters who I know are not so much aware of these things, that just refrain from advising at the moment, you know? Let the people who know how to do it handle it, okay? Mm-hmm. There's certain things you know
you
where
just
you
fix
need...
yourself. Why don't you do that, right?
Yeah, there are certain places of Amr and Nahi which are really obvious, right? Like fighting oppression and, you know, Quds Day and, you know, these kind of things. These are examples of Amr and Nahi. These are obvious and we should all be doing them. But there are a lot of sensitive cases that a person requires to have
personal,
gone through tarbiyah, especially
sure.
personal issues, that we need to be careful. Even community issues. It's so annoying to see these long WhatsApp messages criticizing a certain group of youths who have done something, but you're not even understanding what they're going through,
Absolutely.
Why they're doing that, right? Mm. The youths have a certain type of thinking, a certain passion, a certain goal. They're looking
is different,
for that.
Yeah.
I respect your care for the community, but this is not how you
this
handle
ain't
the youth.
Right. This right? ain't the yeah. right way. So, Sayyidina, how about you? What can I do to be a better Muslim? What would you say and how would you say it?
Why are you asking me? Why did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Ah, interesting.
Right, so the Quran says, when they talk to the Prophet, says, إِنَّمَا عَلُكُمْ بِوَاحَدَ I only want you to do one thing.
What's that?
أَن تُقَمُ لِلَّهِ مَثْنًا Wasulatha, if I remember the ayah correctly. Just be obedient to Allah. That's what Islam is all about. Submission. Mm. It's in the name itself. So there's not much I can give you. You know what I mean? A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Idhni, advise me." Mm. And the Prophet said to him, "La taghdab, don't be angry." And he's like, "Idhni," he said, "don't be angry." And it's like three times, like, "don't be angry." And then this man's like, okay, he got the point, right? Mm. That one of his issues is anger. So he kept calm all his life and he understood.
Was I that person?
Another person came to the Prophet and says, "Ya Rasulullah, alimni al-Qur'an." He said, to one of his companions, teach him the Qur'an. And he got to, "فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَةً خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَةً شَرًّا يَرَى." If you do an atom weight of good, you see good. If you do an atom weight of bad, you'll see bad. And the man said, "Enough. I've learned Islam." And he left. And as he was leaving, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "لَقَدْ خَرَجَ فَقِيهًا." He became what? A scholar.
Beautiful.
Two sentences. And this is basically what Islam is. Mm. You do good, Allah will reward you. You do bad, Allah will reward you. So that's it. It's submission to Allah.
But it's a little bit more complicated than that.
It is more complicated if you go into the aspect of theology and fiqh and stuff.
Just
but
life.
Actually, to begin with the essence of it, beginning with even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, when he sent the Prophet as a messenger, he wanted the submission first and foremost. The problem with shaitan was what?
But
the fact that he did not worship Allah, he worshiped him like Imam Ali said, for a couple of thousand years, he was just in prostration.
Mm.
His problem was obedience.
Rebellion.
You know, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, "Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a." Right? He will forgive every single thing. "Illa an yushraka bih," except for shirk. Then, like, keep your submission to Allah and someone else. Everything else we can work out. You know what I mean? So this is the core of Islam. Is
often that submission that we share with Allah is like the submission to our own nafs, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's like I said. So first, if you move from submission itself, that's the first advice we give to people. And then that submission, obviously, it has requirements. You know what I mean?
And that's when things get complicated.
And then you expand on it, and then you obviously elevate yourself through that. But if I want to sit here and say, "Okay, sister, you have to reach the highest stage of, you know, spirituality, and you got to fight yourself and fight you," and I'm just not being logical, am I?
That's very interesting to look at it that way. One piece of advice you could give a Muslim is just be submissive. And then the other piece
just
of advice is don't stick your nose into other people's business if you don't know what they're going through. That's some serious stuff, you guys. Write it down.
I ain't
even kidding.
If you're a Muslim, just be Muslim.
Just be a Muslim and don't bug other Muslims regarding things that are none of your business. If you're going to do it right. So the takeaway from today's discussion is Sayyid Abdullah said, be a Muslim. Brother Yasser said, know how to be a Muslim. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Look inside yourself, such perfect order, hiding in your cells, running in your veins. What about anger, love, and pain? And all the things you're feeling, can you touch them with your hand? So are they really there? Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way, guide us every single day, keep us close to you until the end of time. When a baby's born so helpless and weak, and you're watching it growing, so why deny what's in front of your eyes? See the signs, we can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way, guide us every single day. us close to you until the end of time. You created everything, we belong to you. Ya Rabb, we raise our hands, forever we thank you.